Recent history suggests that terrorist attacks can either strengthen or weaken a nation's leaders. It's still too early to see the effect of yesterday's London bombings on Britain's Tony Blair, but the attacks are likely to trigger debates about Britain's role in the Iraq War and the War on Terror. Also, what liberties Britons will be required to sacrifice in the name of national security. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Immediately after Prime Minister Tony Blair was re-elected 2 months ago with a diminished parliamentary mandate, opposition politicians started calling for him to step down. But few have repeated that call so far or criticized his handling of yesterday's attacks. The assistant editor of The Times, Tim Hames, ventures an explanation.
The sort of national instinct is largely to rally round the Prime Minister and the government at this time and not to pursue questions which might be more critical.
Blair lost much of his majority because of Britain's involvement in Iraq. The bombing is unlikely to make that involvement more popular. At the Holborn Underground Station, webpage designer Roy Clark says he sees Iraq and terrorism as separate issues.
Although I disagree with the events of with us going to Iraq, I am fully behind America in the fight against terrorism. And I think what's happened here will only harden our resolve to stand up to these people who want to change our way of life. It's not going to happen.
In terms of political fallout, many Britons naturally compared yesterday's attacks with last year's train bombings in Madrid. Elections there 3 days later saw the defeat of Prime Minister José María Aznar. The new government withdrew Spanish troops from Iraq. Editor Hames says Britain is in a different situation.
In a strange sense, while this is an enormous event, I don't think it'll have anything like the impact that, for example, the Madrid bombings clearly had on Spanish politics.
The Madrid bombing was much more lethal than London's, he points out, and years of battling IRA bombers have made Britain a thick-skinned target. Besides, unlike in Spain, Britons have already voted and returned Blair to power. Londoners like student Simon Wilmots have been thinking about other things. For example, what the bombings will mean for their civil liberties.
There's nothing you can do to stop this sort of thing, is there? I mean, unless they sort of check every bag going on and off the trains, you're never going to be able to stop, you know, terrorists attacking London, that sort of thing. Because, you know, there's a fine line between security and, you know, rights and freedom, so they've got to keep that line, I guess.
Dr. Shane Brighton is an expert on homeland security at the Royal United Services Institute, a military think tank. He says the bombings are bound to raise thorny issues.
We've just come out of a period of very intensive legal debate and political debate in this country about the kind of countermeasures we should have against terrorism. I suspect that an awful lot of those debates are going to be revisited.
The argument is still raging over whether Britain should introduce new identification cards for its citizens. The country's security chief, Home Secretary Charles Clark, said today he didn't think the cards would have stopped yesterday's bombers. The government has also considered creating a U.S.-style Department of Homeland Security. Shane Brighton says that Britain already has its own government bodies to deal with terrorism. Over its years of experience with the IRA, those bodies learned to handle the terrorist threat as an issue of criminal law and civil planning.
So it's not seen in quite such a political light, I suspect. And for that reason, the central government bodies that deal with terrorism tend to see it as one form of disruption amongst many.
Times editor Hames points out that the political fallout from the bombings may ultimately depend on who the perpetrators are. If an investigation finds that the government failed to stop the bombers because of a lack of power to detain them, then there could be popular support for more draconian anti-terrorism legislation. If it turns out the terrorists were foreigners, that might amplify calls for stringent controls on immigration and asylum. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.